Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Pheromone Test Subject. This file will have no effect on you, initially. There will be nothing in here that will powerfully cause intense desire and arousal in you. In fact, it would be completely normal for you to remain fully unaware of the subtle scents that this file will make. Pheromones are kind of fascinating, incredibly powerful, and yet undetectable in a way. Pheromones don't really smell like anything. There might be a hint of sweetness or perhaps a suggestion of fruity or something else. Some people have even described the illusion of musk. And yet, we know that pheromones don't really smell like anything. And as such, I wonder how easy it would be to make you a test subject for some really powerful, intense pheromones that were just developed. I mean, I say that they are the result of many years of experimentation, and it's about time we did some more blind tests, as it were. Every breath you take is completely innocent, of course. No subtle molecules drifting through the air being breathed in by you with every breath. The effects of them so subtle, initially no more than one part in billions. The effects would probably not even register in your mind. Suggestion is powerful after all. Maybe what you're feeling is simply a reaction to my voice. Imagining the incredible, deep desire you could feel, a fire that would fuel every bit of arousal that your body is capable of producing. However, like I said, this file will not have any effect initially. Pheromones take time after all. They have to be breathed in, slowly absorbed, spread through your body, activating certain hormones, increasing the production of some other chemicals in your body that are very akin to arousal. And once that chain reaction starts, it's very difficult to interrupt it. Not that we wanted to, of course. No, otherwise we wouldn't have continued to slowly increase the pheromones in the very air you breathe. All the while that you've been listening, more and more has been slowly been absorbed by your breathing. And it's kind of a nice feeling to know that there is no real escape from what is happening. The more you notice the first subtle and later incredibly strong effects, the more you'll just have to realize that it's already too late. You have become a test subject for these pheromones. The effects do differ a bit per person. Generally, they tend to make you feel extremely powerfully aroused. The kind of arousal that would almost put a person in a frenzy. Like a heat. A bit like how certain animals cannot control themselves anymore once certain biological processes start. And did you know that many of the same hormones naturally reside within our human bodies? All it takes is a little push, a subtle chemical bond that once inhaled is absorbed, triggers the creation of some hormones which trigger another, that trigger another, and the inevitable chain reaction of arousal begins. What makes this fascinating is that the more you feel it, the more effect it has on you. See, the receptors of those hormones are more active once you are already aroused. I'm sure that you know this. Once you are horny, everything seems more sexual. Once the arousal grows, the parts of your body that respond to those pheromones become more sensitive to it. And all the while that I've been speaking, there's still a gentle, subtle increase in the particles in the air that you breathe. I wonder how aware you're already becoming of the state of your body, how powerful it is going to be, as this is just the beginning. What you're feeling now is just the initial effect. I can only imagine how much more powerful it'll be for you. How incredibly overwhelming it must become. I wonder if you just get into a frenzy of need, wanting, craving. I wonder if the sensations in your thoughts are wild or just overwhelmed into silence. I'm curious if your personal reaction is one of control or complete loss of thought. I mean, with all the test subjects that I've seen, the actual chances of you being able to contain yourself or restrain yourself are quite low. It's not entirely impossible. There's a sliver of a chance, just a tiny possibility that you'll be able to hold back. However, every second, every breath, every beat of your heart, pumping hormones through your body, every molecule that you're breathing in will make that chance slowly dwindle into nothingness. Of course, it could be that you think that you're entirely unaffected. It is perfectly possible that you are one of the control group made to believe that everything is just normal. I know better, of course. I know how much they affect you, and how much more it will grow. Well then, I wonder if we should increase the dosage a little more. Or maybe I already have. It's more fun to leave you in the unknown of how much you've been breathing in. How much more that frenzy will grow, even though I know it will. How fierce the heat consumes you, overruling all thoughts and just making you feral in your craving, completely reverted to the most basic craving, needing, is the most depraved desires you could imagine. Or maybe not. It could all be just fine. Like I said, this file will not have any effect initially. Oh, look at that. More than 10 minutes have already passed. I can only imagine what you're going through right now. It's not like you'd be observed while being a test subject, as you're subjected to these lovely pheromones. And the funny thing is, the dosage could be increased many times more before you even know that they're in the air. It could be quite entertaining to see you feeling this frenzy, suffering this heat. As you are a test subject, after all. Like I said, the effects differ a bit per person, and I'm very curious to see how it affects you and how much longer you can take it. Maybe I should do something else while you're still breathing, taking in more of the pheromone, activating your body to receive it more as those hormone receptors activate everywhere. It's going to be very difficult to move, to think. Everything will feel like it's wrapped in this never-ending cloud. Craving. I wonder if you could see yourself in the mirror. If you could recognize the heat in your eyes. if you're even able to gather all your thoughts in one place enough to notice how deep you've fallen, how much the effect is growing on you, how powerful it is, and yet how powerless you feel as you just can't help yourself, can't stop yourself. All that it is just a deep, powerful, never-ending craving. How long would this feeling last? How much more could it drive you to insanity of sensitivity? Never-ending flutters and feelings, sensitive, intense and deep, and it just gets worse and worse. Every breath is another wave, and the previous breaths you've been taken, every single one of them has added a bit more fuel to the fire. Now, of course, I could just stop it, but I don't think you'd want that right now, do you? All you can think of is more, isn't it? All you can think of is that sweet feeling of just giving in mindlessly, going crazy, just letting your whole body enjoy every single stroke, touch, caress. Unless you're just listening. And there's nothing going on, even though the pheromones continue to grow their influence inside of you. You might be aware by now of how powerful it is and how much more it can grow. Very fascinating. And you still can't smell them, can you? It's almost as if there's nothing special in the air, and yet your body tells a different story. It just keeps getting wave after wave, breath after breath, more intensely, powerfully aroused, your whole body just aching, craving, needing. It's so difficult. It's so hard. It's dripping with need, craving with want. Everything is just pulling you down into depravity. More and more, the effect grows. Deeper and deeper, the hormones flow. Every heartbeat, every drop, every molecule that has slowly influenced you. A cascade of craving, a never-ending feedback loop now that the fire has been lit, a domino effect of desire, not to mention that every moan, every just increases the effect. As your body is slowly becoming unable to cope, as your mind is enjoyably melting to the heat, as your sensibilities are just shaping into a frenzy, an incredible need that just doesn't hold off. There is an antidote, of course. A soft reset if you really want to escape. But you'll have to seek it out. And currently your mind may not be in the best of states to escape. Then again, you chose this. Probably. It's very possible that you still aren't fully aware of how much more intense it can become. And it will. It's still only just beginning. Cavalcade of craving, a waterfall of wanting, a delicious depravity draining your will until all that is left is a frenzy, a need, a powerful heat. Animalistic, feral lust. Now, in a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, well, I guess I don't have to tell you. Otherwise, some of your mind may return to you. Then again, you're still breathing. Careful. You might lose yourself to the pleasure. Enjoy.